Iranian ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Asghar Soltanieh, put the agency on the defensive as the June Board of Governors meeting continued in Vienna. The ambassador says, in spite of fruitful meetings between the P5+1 and even with Director General Amano in recent times, there is an undeniable change in the agency.
Safeguard Department has to verify nuclear material. But agency, under the pretext of Iran's issue, is going to be changed, and they're trying to change. In fact, U.S. and others are trying to change agency to intelligence information-driven safeguard. And that is not acceptable.
He adds that Iran will resist any change that jeopardizes the agency's mandate, even though, he says, several breaches were already identified and presented to the Board of Governors.
Agency is not supposed to talk about other activities, military activities, conventional activities, missile activities, or other activities. This is none of the business of the IAEA. U.S. and others are trying to change agency to intelligence information-driven safeguard, and that is not acceptable.
As for the most recent accusation of sanitization efforts at the Panjshir military site, the ambassador dismissed it outright.
Regarding the satellite imageries, you will see that there would be another shameful result, which shows that agency should not depend or work on unreliable sources again, which are damaging.
The acting U.S. envoy, Robert Wood, on Tuesday said he was not optimistic about the signing of any document on Friday, even as both Iran and the IAEA Director General both expressed an upbeat mood on the finalization and signing. Ambassador Soltanieh says the message is simple. After 10 years of political rhetoric and semantics that has politicized the IAEA and polarized its members, the Islamic Republic remains undaunted in its pursuit of peaceful uses of nuclear technology. And he adds that the rapid pace of work on the structured approach document is a clear indication of the strength over any threat or sanction by any government. Fabian Peer, Press TV,